You are now tuned in to the Bold Journeys podcast, bringing you nothing but the best in motivation, inspiration, and empowerment information so you can get your whole life. Shout out to our amazing sponsors, Brownlinx Trucking, your premier shipping and logistics partner. Count on Brownlinx to deliver quality, no matter the quantity. Sense of Satisfaction by Cricut. If you're looking for a place to meet all your fragrance needs, this is it. Buying fragrances anywhere else is nonsense. Shop at scentsbycricut.com. And Creative Juices Printing and More, the hotspot for t-shirts and merch. Your vision is what they create. Don't forget to check out the Heal Girl YouTube channel for weekly prayers and more hilarious and inspirational content. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the views of our sponsors. Now, let's get into it.
Hey, what it is? What's up? Here we go again. The Bold Journeys podcast. We are all on a journey. And there is something for all of us to learn, to share, and to stand on. I am your humble hostess, T the Queen Bee, also known as the Mindset Midwife. Shout out to Jesus, my homeboy. Where will we be without him? I don't know, but it's nowhere good. It's nowhere good. So we are here, we are clear, and we are without fear. Let me say it one more time. We are here, we are clear, and we are without fear. Season 5, episode 32. Yes, right here, right now. We cannot be denied. We cannot be defeated. This is it. Yes, yes, yes. Get into it. Fabulous Friday, Friday feeling, Freedom Friday, all of the things. Friday fresh for success, blessed by the best. Listen, I want to give you that power boost. I want to make sure that you have everything that you need for your life, love, relationships, hardships, and lordship. Yes, I said lordship. See, you don't even know you're a ruler. You're out of control because you don't know you're in control. That's why you need to tune in. Today, I want to talk about fear. I want to talk about fear of the end and what you can do in the beginning. And you can't rewind to the past. You can't go back to yesterday or yesteryear. But your beginning is right now. You can chart a new path. You can start a new journey right here, right now, in this moment. It all starts in your mind. And you can be transformed and renew your mind in this very moment. You can decide to put away guilt and shame forever. You can decide to kick fear in the rear, punch it in the face, chop it in the throat. That false evidence appearing real cannot have any place in your life. There is no fear of failure. There is no fear of, do I belong here? There is no fear of, will someone listen? Will someone support? That's it. Disabuse yourself of that thought now. That's it. That's it. And I also have to talk about the ultimate fear. Fear of when I am no longer here. Fear of when you are no longer here. I had the unfortunate happenstance to have lost a very, very dear friend of mine this week. And death is never easy to process. Grief is a beast. I mean, it is an elephant. And if you allow it, it will crush you. It absolutely will. But I had to get still this week, right, as I'm processing. I had to get quiet. I had to cry. I had to laugh. And I had to reevaluate some things. Because when that chain becomes broken, when someone who was important to you, when someone was there with you through very momentous, critical points in your life, when they are no longer present in the physical sense, when you can no longer pick up the phone, plan a visit, that is when some decisions have to be made. That is when you have to say, okay, what is really important? What am I doing with my life and legacy? And you all know that is not any new area of question, not from me. You all know I have built my ministry and business on the legacy of health, wealth, and wisdom. I want everyone that I'm connected to flourish. I want to see everybody win. I know that there is enough light for us all to get some shine. And I really, truly want to see you, and you prosper. I don't even have any harsh words for my enemies. The Bible tells me that I don't have to. And because I know that I serve the God that is in control of it all, who loves me, who has my very best interests at heart, I know that He will deal with my enemies, my haters, and the naysayers. I know that He's raising me up so that my light will shine that much brighter, so that my voice is that much broader, and so that the folks that need what I have to offer, like a magnet, will just come to where I am. And for that, I'm grateful. And so I cannot afford to spend time wallowing. And at the same time, there's a reality of emotions and feelings. There's a very real conversation, a very real understanding of this is new now. This is new. This is different. Something is missing. And people that you really love are absolutely irreplaceable. The inside jokes, the memories, that certain text that you can send, that one word, that one look, that old picture that brings back all of that nostalgia, all of just the great things. I even think about some of the crazy things, some of the tough conversations, some of the tense moments. And I'm like, wow, we got through that. We grew through that. It was hard, but we got past that. Look how we've grown. Look how we've grown. And so in this new normal, yet again, I mean, dealing with transitions in school, work, family, community, relationships, business launching, ministry launching, influencing, all of these things, all of these hats that each of us wears, all of these roles, all of these responsibilities, all of these people and entities, these groups, organizations that call upon us for different things. When we have a chain that becomes broken, when a certain thing has come to an end, then there are decisions to be made. Number one for me is always going to be a vote for my peace, my sanity. And so I get to decide where I go, who I connect with, and how I respond. And I've decided that I'm going to do so in a healthy manner. I'm not going to be pushed nor pulled in any different direction. I am in a space of growth. I'm in a space of development. So I'm staying hydrated. I'm minding my business. I'm moving my body. I'm flipping my hair. I'm pouting my lips. I'm doing all of the things. I'm still a boss babe. I'm still God's gorgeous girl. I'm expanding. I'm developing. And I've decided that I'm going to dominate. I'm not going to be a slave to fear. I'm not going to fear what the end is going to be, because I know the things that I'm doing today, my exploring, my experiencing, my creating, my transforming, my developing my gift, my flowing in my purpose and my passion, connecting with women who want to flow in their purpose and their passion, me tapping into my greatness, pulling greatness out of others. I am creating something that will last forever, that will live beyond me. And that's where my solace is. That's where my hope is. That's where my peace is. And so I don't have fear for the end. And I just want to encourage anyone and everyone out there that as you are taking the next steps to become the best you, to truly live your best life, where it's not just a social media slogan, it's not just a cool song, but you're doing it in a real way. You're loving on you, you're caring for you, and you are enjoying who you are becoming. There's not a striving, there's just a development, there's just a breakthrough. That rose truly will grow through the concrete. And when the time comes and the light of your candle is blown out, then your end will again just be the beginning. And so there is life after death. And I'm grateful that I'm still here among the living, that I still have some wind, I still have some momentum, and I can know some things for sure. I can know that I'm loved. I can know that I'm restored. I can know that there is more within my control than there is outside of it. And what I can control is who I'll become. And so that is what I'm working toward every day. That's what I'm expanding into. That's the direction. That is the journey. And my prayer for you is that you tap in. You unearth the real you. You uncover that passion, that dream, and you pursue it with all your might. Do that for me, will you? And guess what? You can always come back and tell me about it. Reach out via email. I would love to hear from you. Definitely go over to Apple. Leave us a glowing review. And hit me up if you have show ideas or want to show some love. All of the good stuff. And I look forward to chatting more, sharing more, living more, and loving more. And until next time, holla.
Be kind and share this episode. Share, share, share. Subscribe to the Bold Journeys podcast on your favorite platform. Want to show the queen some love? Got show ideas? Or want to share thoughts on this episode? Email us at tboldmedia@gmail.com. That's tboldmedia@gmail.com.